It's a big summer for political conventions, the Olympics, and Barbara Streisand. She's on tour in 9 cities across North America and has a new CD, Encore, Movie Partners Sing Broadway, which includes this duet from Chorus Line with Anne Hathaway and Daisy Ridley.
Every prince has got to have his swan.
Chris Pine, Alec Baldwin, Jamie Foxx, Hugh Jackman, Melissa McCarthy, Antonio Banderas, and lots of other film stars who can sing join Barbara Streisand, too. It is her 35th album. Barbara Streisand joins us from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
What made you want to do this?
The concept came to me when I was sent a version of a Marvin Hamlisch song called Any Moment Now. Mm-hmm. And it was such an interesting relationship between a dysfunctional couple. And the dialogue gave me the concept for the rest of the album, which was, I thought Hugh Jackman is the one to sing this and play the part of the husband to my wife.
Listen, can you tell that I'm a little frustrated?
Well, so am I.
I mean, I feel like you're avoiding me.
Me avoiding
you're
you?
You're avoiding us.
Oh.
I mean, you're always out having meetings.
I'm not always out.
It'd just be nice if you stayed home once in a while, just the two of us.
Then I said to myself, you know, we really need other actors who could sing. And that's how that came about.
Any moment now, she'll notice me. Me and my simple guy ways.
Another one of the duets we want to ask about. It's from the musical Annie Get Your Gun. And you sing this with Melissa McCarthy.
Hi, Melissa?
Oh, wow. Barbara Streisand.
She said, Barbara, I can't sing. I said, we'll make you sing.
Anything men can do, we can do better.
Anything men can do, we can do too.
Steal scene.
Stop the show.
Fill the seats, that's our role.
Have a child.
With a man.
Yes, we can.
We kind of adapted the song to her and me and got it the way I think is right.
Okay, but why would you say a thing like that? Well, I mean, you have
fine.
I'm your fan. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Can I call you Babs now?
No, too soon.
May I ask a question of my iPhone while you're with us?
Sure.
Yeah. Siri? Siri, who's the only female vocalist who's had hit records for 6 straight decades?
Barbara Streisand.
She pronounces my name wrong.
Yeah, I noticed
Streisand
that.
Streisand with a soft S, like sand on the beach. I've been saying this for my whole career. And so what did I do? I called the head of Apple, Tim Cook, and he delightfully agreed to have Siri change the pronunciation of my name finally with the next update on September 30th. So let's see if that happens, because I will be thrilled.
Yeah. What makes a great song for you?
A great song to me is one that I can act, that I can go into character for. Climb Every Mountain, you've heard probably, with me and Jamie Foxx.
Climb every mountain, search high and low.
I was trying to find a way into something that was very well known, and trying to find a new way into the lyric, which is kind of my philosophy about life and dreaming and ideals and things that you strive to do or be, take chances in life, whatever, you know?
Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow.
Did you make a deliberate decision a number of years ago after a couple of big Broadway hits to leave the stage for movies?
Yes. I never really was comfortable on the stage because I had to play certain scenes, you know, 1,000 times, literally 1,000 times in Funny Girl. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to be in the movies, and one of the reasons was because once you get it right, you never have to play it again. So that was the medium for me, films.
You know, I've read that you're writing your memoir.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned in life that maybe now you wish you had known when you were 25 or so?
I guess to be less critical of myself, to be more grateful and satisfied. I never really did want to write a book because it's kind of not just painful, but I'm a person who likes to live in the moment and think about the future. I don't really like revisiting the past. But I thought I better do it now before my memory becomes more misty and watercolored, you know, like in the song The Way We Were.
What do you hope people who come to see you, what impression do you want to leave with them? What kind of experience do you want them?
What do I want to leave with them? I think just to have them feel, it's like in another Sondheim song I sing called Being Alive. Being alive means experiencing feelings. And the audience has been so warm and very responsive. So I let the love in more than I ever have in my life. So it's very rewarding. I got to get on a bus now to the next city.
Are you really taking a bus?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I love buses. I love buses and trains. I've always been frightened of flying.
It would be kind of hilarious if when you came to a toll booth, Barbara Streisand leaned out of the window and say,
Hi. Oh, sure. Sure. Except this is a, you know, one of those buses with the curtains and the...
Yes, of course. Well, I'll let you go. Barbara Streisand, who is on tour this summer, and her 35th CD is Encore, Movie Partners Sing Broadway. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Scott.
You are the best thing that ever has happened to me.